Hi, I'm Jessica Dean.
And I'm Chloe Condon.
And this is the Open Source Show.
I think the key is just to bring people together and get them away from the computer and share ideas. I really believe in collaborative development and just openness and sharing between engineers.
Microsoft being here really shows that they care for open source, not just by giving away the little freebie and swag, but answering the questions, having those technical engineers here that can answer the questions and connect the open source community to Microsoft.
A lot of the learning and sort of the quantum leaps that you can make, the little like connections, come when you're face to face, come when you're actually seeing someone talk about something they're passionate about, come when you have a random conversation with someone in the hallway.
Hi, I'm Jessica Dean, and you're watching The Open Source Show.
And I'm Chloe Condon.
I'm a developer who builds communities for a living.
And I'm a developer evangelist who also builds community and creates content for a living.
So about building content and creating meetup events and different community events, what would you say are like three things for like getting started or how to start doing that? Can you kind of like, I guess, explain the meetup world?
Yeah, I would say probably the three top things for me are make sure you ask for help, have a good community that's helping you, make your meetup fun and exciting. That can be with branding. We'll go into that a little later. And then also making sure that your attendees are having fun.
Absolutely. No one wants to go to an event and kind of fall asleep and sit in the back row. So, I mean, you want it to be fun and engaging, but how, I guess, do you make it fun? How do you ensure that those who attend are going to enjoy your event?
I would say the short answer to that, my three go-tos are no pizza, no warm beer, and also no pitches.
So, and sorry, you said also no pitches, right?
No pitches.
So that's like, that's salesy kind of content, right?
Yeah, the last thing, seeing a very interesting technical demo is always wonderful, but when it comes to, and now we'll show you how we do it this way and do a whole walkthrough of your product, never fun for a conference or for a meetup.
Yeah, and so I find the same kind of experience when I go and speak at meetups. I'll usually try to do a technical demo, but then I'll throw some humor in it. Like one of my most popular demos I borrowed from Lockie Evanson from the Helm team, and he wrote a Croc Hunter app. And so it's all in Go, and so I pretty much ask everyone in the audience, do you now want to become a crocodile hunter? And so it kind of like, you can learn, but then you can also have fun. So that seems to be very well received. You mentioned like the technical demos. How would you also, if you are trying to have this like engaging, fun kind of event, but you're also showing a technical demo, how can you really ensure that you are still having this like mix of humor and excitement and energy, and then still also, by the way, this is deeply technical, we want to learn something. How can you really kind of balance that?
Well, first of all, make sure that the Wi-Fi works. I've definitely seen live technical demos where the Wi-Fi goes out, yep. Or, you know, pre-record it in the event that the Wi-Fi does not work.
Fun fact on that, I actually have, so I'm known for hashtag no clicky clicky because I love living in my terminal. And so I actually have an alias in my terminal that says bad Wi-Fi for if everything breaks and I switch to doing my demo local.
That is so smart.
But I've had to create that because the events, like when the events don't have stable Wi-Fi, then, oh, well, sorry, we have to switch this.
Exactly.
So yeah, having good Wi-Fi. And then, sorry, what were some other ones?
I think it's really important to also have some entertaining aspects. So for example, with Sentry Scouts, we do PowerPoint karaoke to kind of warm up the audience. I come from the theater world, so I'm used to a warm-up person coming out and telling a couple jokes. So for us, that's really our way to wake everybody up, mm-hmm. get everybody excited for the event. They present some sort of presentation in front of PowerPoint slides they've never seen before. There's a really great video of Kate McKinnon from SNL doing that, if you're looking for a good example.
I now need to go watch that.
Yes, exactly. And I think at the end of the day, you really have to remember these people have been working 9 to 5, sometimes 11 to 8. Yeah. They really don't want to go to a boring, non-interesting meetup at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And now, I mean, we've talked to kind of about like key practices with meetups, but how do you also kind of find meetups? We have so many of them. There's Twitter, you can search, and any day of the week, it seems like there's going to be a meetup probably, especially in San Francisco. I mean, how can you really kind of juggle that and figure out where you should invest your time?
I think a lot of it is word of mouth. A lot of people will tweet out and say, hey, I'm in San Francisco for the day, where should I go? And I'm like, please come to Sentry Scouts if it's happening that week.
Yeah.
I think also meetup.com is a really great way to discover meetups. We had someone recently come to it and said, I was just browsing on Meetup and found this tonight, and I was choosing between this and another one, and yours is camp-themed and has s'mores, so I definitely came to this one.
I would always choose s'mores.
Exactly.
And I love camping.
And we have Pop-Tarts.
Okay, so we've kind of talked still about that with meetups and now like how you can search on Twitter, but you keep also mentioning Sentry Scouts. So you kind of created their meetup. Can you tell us a little bit about what kind of went into that, what Sentry Scouts is, and kind of, I guess, just explain?
Yeah, so as I mentioned before, I come from the theater world, so I'm very used to going to events and being entertained. So when I made this transition and went from going to see musical theater and then going to a meetup, it was sort of a night and day difference.
Yeah. So
I wanted to make sure we're doing a couple things. The main goal of Sentry Scouts was to engage with the community. We're an open source company, so we rotate the topics every month. That can be anything from DevOps to UX to we're doing an arts and technology meetup. So making sure that the content is relevant. Mm-hmm. We also gamified it. So there's commemorative patches and stickers for each event.
So that's going back to the branding you said earlier.
Exactly. So it's like a collect them all Pokemon, 150 Pokemon, although there's a lot more Pokemon now.
Yeah. And I think actually we have some footage of some of your Sentry Scout like meetups and events.
Yeah.
Awesome. So let's check that out. Just to kind of recap, can you just go over the top three things if they're looking to get started, either creating a meetup, attending meetups, getting involved in community? What would be three takeaways?
So ask for help. Okay. I know it's really tempting to take on a project and do it all yourself, but you really need the community or coworkers, in my case, to help along with that.
Yeah.
I would say put your own spin on it. Do some fun branding or gamification of it just to make sure people come back. Because again, you can go to a meetup any night of the week. What's going to bring them back to your meetup?
Personalize it and really kind of get that investment, with that emotional investment, but also time and energy. Yeah.
Exactly. And then finally, I would say, remember that engineers are people too. They love to laugh. They love to have fun. I always preface all my talks and all my events with, I make a lot of dad jokes. I'm really sorry. Please laugh.
Well, and that's good because then it's you're getting the crowd kind of excited and invested, and I guess they can feed off of your energy, but then you can do the same. So it becomes this one giant party where everyone can have fun.
We also have a giant squirrel costume at our event, so usually that gets people a little loosened up to take pictures with a giant squirrel.
If you want to learn more about community and meetups and how to get started, you can always check out some of the links down below. Thank you, everyone, and have a great day.
Good meetups have community, strong culture, respect, interesting topics, diverse crowd, and free drinks afterwards.